This is Akashvani, the news read by Ramya. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said India boarded the Reform Express this year and emerged as the center of global attention. Mr. Modi said 2025 will be remembered as a year of reforms for the country, as it witnessed path-breaking changes across various sectors, which have added momentum to India's growth journey. The Prime Minister shared his thoughts in an article posted on social media platforms. He said, "Today the world views India with hope and confidence and appreciates the pace of progress, which has been accelerated with next-generation reforms in the country." The Prime Minister added that the primary engine of the Reform Express is India's demography, its young generation and the indomitable spirit of the countrymen. Mr. Modi noted that from labour laws and trade agreements to logistics, energy and market reforms, the country's growth story is being built on credibility, stability and long-term confidence. Earlier yesterday, Prime Minister Modi interacted with a group of eminent economists and experts at Niti Aayog in New Delhi. The theme of the interaction was Atmanirbharta and Structural Transformation, Agenda for Viksit Bharat. Addressing the gathering, the Prime Minister highlighted the core pillars for India's journey towards 2047. Mr. Modi noted that the vision of a developed India by 2047 has transcended government policy to become a genuine mass aspiration. Senior BJP leader and Home Minister Amit Shah has alleged that the Mamata Banerjee-led Trinamool Congress government in West Bengal prioritizes providing land for infiltrators over allocating land for border fencing. He alleged that development in the state has been stalled due to a culture of cut money, extortion and communal appeasement. Mr. Shah was speaking at an event in Kolkata to commemorate the 80th anniversary of Netaji Subhash Chandra Bose hoisting the Azad Hind flag in Port Blair. Mr. Shah said when BJP forms government in West Bengal, it will replace current era of misrule, corruption and infiltration under the Trinamool Congress with good governance and the welfare of the poor.
Bengal mein Bharatiya Janata Party ki sarkar banne ke saath hi
formation of a Bharatiya Janata Party government in West Bengal, we will revive the state's heritage. Welfare of poor, which has become a very important issue in West Bengal today, will be given priority. Along with all these, a strong nation grid will be built, which will finish infiltration through West Bengal.
Jo Bengal se ghuspet ko samapt kar denge.
Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan said that the bond between Kashi and Tamil Nadu is not merely historical but a profound civilizational and spiritual continuum that has united Bharat for thousands of years. He noted that such exchanges reaffirm India's shared heritage and deepen the sense of national integration. He was addressing at the valedictory function of the Kashi-Tamil Sangamam 4.0 held at Rameshwaram. Quoting Mahakavi Subramanya Bharati, the Vice President observed that the Kashi-Tamil Sangamam reflects the poet's vision of a united, integrated and confident India. He said that Bharati's dream is being realized now through the far-sighted vision and focused initiatives of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar will attend former Bangladesh Prime Minister and BNP Chairperson Begum Khaleda Zia's funeral ceremony in Dhaka today. Dr. Jaishankar will represent the government and people of India at the funeral. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, in a social media post, expressed grief over the demise of former Bangladesh Prime Minister. The Election Commission has issued revised dates for the ongoing Special Intensive Revision, SIR, in Uttar Pradesh. In a social media post, Chief Electoral Officer of Uttar Pradesh, Navdeep Rinwal, said that as per the revised schedule, the draft publication of the electoral roll will now be made on 6th of January 2026. Earlier, the draft electoral roll was to be published on 31st of December 2025. In women's cricket, India beat Sri Lanka by 15 runs in the fifth and final T20 in Thiruvananthapuram last night. India had set a target of 176 runs before Sri Lanka. Put into bat, India posted 175 runs for the loss of 7 wickets in the stipulated 20 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.